Harry's Game by Andy Hamilton, starring Annette Crosby as Edith, Jimmy Mulville as Thomas, Robert Duncan as Scumspawn, and Andy Hamilton as Satan.
Oh, please, my prince, you look exhausted from greeting all these doomed mortals.
Well, they just keep coming and coming. I mean, our intake of damned is now its most rapid since records began.
Then let me ease your burden and let me terrify the next arrival. I can do terrifying, please.
Oh, all right, all right.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Come, Spawn.
Yes, sir?
Terrifying demons don't like their tails.
Sorry, my prince.
Right, off you go then.
Cower, pitiful fleshling, for you have entered the domain of the Prince of Torment. And here you shall languish in unspeakable agony for all eternity. You see, sire, he is literally shaking with fear. Look, shaking. See how his shoulders are shaking.
Yeah, that's called giggling.
He's not giggling, my prince.
He is. Listen.
I'd say that's more like whimpering. And that's a fear response, laughing. That's well documented. At times of crisis, people often find themselves laughing for no apparent reason.
Oh, right. Well, that explains Michael McIntyre, but...
Trust me, my prince, he's terrified.
He's not terrified. Wait a sec. I smell... Oh, no, he's pissed.
Look at all this heat!
Oh, I hate trunks.
Isn't this place fantastic? We are all so lucky, aren't we?
Oh, no, he's a sentimental drunk. They're the worst.
I bloody love you.
Oh,
shall I have another go at terrifying him, my liege?
It's impossible to terrify someone this drunk. The alcohol soaks up the fear and turns it into bravado.
I want to fight some monkeys.
See? How did this one end up here? Check the file, Scumspawn.
Oh, he died attempting sex with a baboon while blowing a vuvuzela.
Hey, what an office party that was! We broke into the zoo!
Oh, of course, it's Christmas, isn't it? I've forgotten. Oh, no, we're gonna be inundated with these.
With these what?
With these! See, up top in the world of men, it's December, so they're having their annual moron fest. Watch this, I'll punch him.
Merry Christmas!
See? Too drunk for me to hurt. His nervous system can't communicate pain because it's too busy singing My Way.
Well, what shall we do with him, my liege?
Oh, best just leave him to sober up and realise where he is.
How long will that take?
Oh, I don't know, it could take ages. Oliver Reed still thinks he's at a very long lock-in at the Horse and Groom. He's convinced I'm Geoffrey Bernard in the costume.
You know something?
Oh, come on, let's go.
You're my best mate, you are.
I need cheering up.
I mean it, Wayne.
Make a note on his file, Scumspawn. He called me Wayne.
God knows why my daughter married you.
She adored me. There was a chemistry.
Yes, a chemistry involving Rohypnol. Satan, there you are. How much longer am I going to be billeted with this piece of excrescence?
Yeah, sorry, Edith, I'm just coming through here as a shortcut, OK? I've got to go open the reserve pits in readiness for the Christmas rush.
Christmas rush?
Yes, it's late December in the world of men, Edith.
Oh, this is my favourite time of year. The kids getting excited in the run-up to Christmas.
Yeah, I hate Christmas. I blame Herod. The man was incompetent. How can you miss a stable with a whacking great star shining over it? Couldn't have been made any easier for him. I mean, if a bloody shepherd could find it, I mean...
I don't understand. Why would hell experience a Christmas rush?
Well, mostly it's drink-related, you know. Drink driving, drink walking, drink abseiling. And then there's the seasonal suicides, of course, you know. People who are depressed because they can't be with their family, you know. People who are depressed because they are with their family. Then there's the tragic Yuletide deaths. The people who lapse into comas watching Midsummer Murders box sets.
Well, as usual, you're caricaturing. What about all the wonderful things? The joy of giving, the games, the whole magical spirit of Christmas.
There's no such thing as the spirit of Christmas. That was just a marketing gimmick invented by Dickens. He only wrote A Christmas Carol because he was getting a backhander from the poultry trade.
A Christmas Carol is such a sad book. The way that poor entrepreneur goes insane and starts giving things away. I have to read it back to front so there's a happy ending.
It does does sound quite nice, though, doesn't it, sire? You know, Christmas, the way Edith describes it.
It is not nice. It's a global orgy of self-indulgence soaked in sentimental tosh about a fat old man who comes down chimneys with presents for children and who, in real life, would probably be shot as a paedophile trespasser.
Yes, well, you can vilify Christmas all you like.
Thank you, I will.
Keep coming round, because people like it. You can't polish it.
Well, you say that, but I've never actually tried.
What?
Well, why couldn't I abolish it? It's only a very recent tradition, just 2,000 years old, the blink of an eye.
You mean you're going to...
You know my motto, Scumspawn? If in doubt, destroy it.
You won't manage it. It's impossible. Where would you even begin? It's... Where did he go?
Up top, to destroy Christmas.
That's your fault, Big Mouth.
Oh, ow, you've broken my nose.
That's right. It's a time for giving.
You're listening to Radio 4. Well done, you. It's now 7:50, time for Thought for the Day, which was supposed to have been brought to us today by the Archbishop of York, but sadly, he's unable to join us due to the attack by killer bees on the synod that we reported earlier. So here, at short notice, with his Thought for the Day, is the Right Reverend Harold Hornhead, the Bishop of Scunthorpe.
Hello, everyone. Today is National Smile Day. Jesus knew the importance of smiling, and yesterday, as I was watching the hordes of festive shoppers as they thronged through the busy streets of Scunthorpe, I found myself asking, would all this make Jesus smile? Would Jesus really want the whole world to go out and celebrate his birthday? Might he not feel that that was a little bit vain on his part? I think he might. And, of course, we should remember that Jesus rejected the world of worldliness. The Bible tells of how, in the wilderness, Satan is supposed to have tempted our Lord with all the trappings of worldly wealth and power, and how Jesus defeated Satan. That is what the Bible says. Although it also says that seafood is evil, and that you can destroy entire cities with trumpets. But back to Christmas. The truth is that when we celebrate his birthday, we are effectively embarrassing Jesus. Do you want to embarrass Jesus? He is the Son of God, after all. So when you embarrass him, you are effectively sticking two fingers up to the Almighty. What this means, in effect, is that all of those of you who uphold the ritual of Christmas will ultimately burn in the fires of hell. Just a thought. Keep smiling.
Edith, how long do you think it will take my prince to destroy Christmas?
Well, he's attempting to eradicate thousands of years of cultural tradition.
Right, so he should be gone a while then. In which case, it's probably safe for me to give you this.
What is it?
Well, it's just that I heard you saying how much you loved Christmas, and so I've got you this present.
That's very kind of you, Scumspawn. Thank you.
I couldn't find any wrapping paper, I'm afraid, so I had to use dried mucus. I hope that's okay.
Right. No, that's fine. I've always liked yellow.
You can open it if you like.
Okie dokie. Oh, socks.
Do you like them?
Yes, of course. They're just what I need to keep my feet warm. In hell. Thank you. I'm afraid I haven't got you anything. I had no idea...
Don't be silly. As far as I'm concerned, it was worth it just to see the look on your face as you tore off those layers of dried mucus.
And what about me? Don't I get anything?
I couldn't forget you, Thomas. Here, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, whatever. It's socks.
Oh, you don't like them?
Of course he does. And it's the thought that counts, isn't it, Thomas?
Yes, of course it is, Scumspawn. I'm sorry. It's the thought that counts. Did you keep the receipt?
So, if this was, you know, a normal Christmas day on Earth, what would we do now after the presents have been opened?
Well, one of us would go off and resentfully cook an enormous lunch, while the other one turned the house upside down looking for batteries.
And after the lunch?
Ah, my favourite bit. We'd all huddle together on the sofa, the whole family, and watch a film. For years and years, it would always be High Noon with Gary Cooper.
Oh, that movie is so sad. The way those poor entrepreneurs in black hats were gunned down by that snooty sheriff.
And after you watched the big movie with your family, what would happen then on a typical Christmas day?
Well, I'm not quite sure. Why?
Well, it's just, when you were talking earlier...
Yes?
I think you mentioned games.
You're watching Sky News, where no word is too small, too stressed. We can go live now to our Vatican correspondent, Bob Havers, who is literally live outside the Vatican. Bob, what's the latest?
Well, Frank, much controversy caused by the Christmas address from the Pope. Normally at this time of year, His Holiness sends a message to the global Catholic community. Usually he does this by addressing the crowd in St. Peter's Square in Rome. But this year, in a break with tradition, His Holiness decided to appear live on Oprah.
And this is where the problems began. Is that right?
That is right, Frank, because many observers felt that, well, that the Pope didn't quite seem himself. He appeared to have a cold because he sounded quite nasal. He tended to giggle quite a lot, and at one point he started jumping up and down on the sofa in a manner reminiscent of Tom Cruise. Though obviously not as scary. But it was towards the end of the broadcast that the controversy really exploded. In this clip we're going to show you now.
Your Holiness, what are your plans for Christmas? It's a very special time of year, isn't it?
Well, yes, but...
You sound like you have reservations.
Well, my principal concern, Oprah, is that people are losing their way. You know, by over-investing in Christmas, both emotionally and financially, and that I, as leader of the Catholic Church, have a duty to tell them this is an irresponsible and unwise course of action, especially when you consider that Jesus almost certainly didn't exist.
Jesus didn't exist?
Yeah, you know, like the weapons of mass destruction. Everyone was certain they existed, but it turns out...
Saying that Christmas is a nonsense because there was no Christ.
Yep.
But you're the Pope.
Yeah, but I'm a modernizing Pope.
Jesus Christ is quite central to Christianity, surely.
Well, yes, but we do have ancient secret documents in the vault of the Vatican Library written by our founder, St. Peter, which are minutes of a marketing meeting where he stresses the need to create an emblematic figurehead, preferably one who could do miracles and was killed by the Jews. St. Peter felt sure that would put bums on seats.
But countless popes through the centuries have told us that Jesus did exist.
Well, no one's infallible. see what I did there, don't we? This audience has gone very quiet. Shall I do some more body popping?
And what's been the reaction, Bob?
Well, Frank, some are saying it was a publicity stunt by Oprah. Some are saying that it was Richard Dawkins in a dress. Whatever the truth, Frank, the speculation will literally continue.
Surprise!
Oh, my word.
There. It's not a real Christmas tree. It's only an artificial one, I'm afraid. We don't get real trees down here because nothing grows in hell. Well, apart from despair. Do you like it?
It's made from dried mucus, is it?
Yes, I had some left over. Ho, ho, ho. Is it bringing it all back?
Well, it's bringing something back.
I couldn't find a fairy to put on the top, so I used a bit of old demon wing painted white. And all the baubles are made from brightly coloured snot.
You'd have made one hell of a Blue Peter presenter.
Well, it's all very considerate of you, Scumsport.
Oh, not at all. It's great fun doing things for other people, recreating the excitement of Christmas morning.
God, yes, Christmas morning. I could never sleep. Oh, no. One Christmas, I crept downstairs at 5 o'clock. I could see all the presents under the tree, and I just couldn't wait. So I got all my presents, and I tore off all the wrapping paper to see what I'd got. Then I tore the paper off everyone else's presents to see what they'd got, and... if they got something better than me, then I'd rewrap it as my present, and I'd feel so happy, and the children would cry for hours, but I felt happy.
So, now we're all seasonal and jolly, we can have the games, can't we? Because you said there was always games. You definitely mentioned games.
What kind of games?
Well, I thought we could start with Monopoly.
Oh, no, not Monopoly, no, too many rules, and I mean... It's ridiculous. You can acquire all those properties, but there's not a single card that says you can burn them down for the insurance.
All right, then, charades. Are you all right, Edith? You're looking a bit glum.
Sorry, Scumsfall. It's all this talk of Christmas. I'm afraid it's making me miss my family. That was always the best part of Christmas. All of us just being together.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry, Edith, I...
No, I'm sorry, it's me. I'm afraid the more depressed I get, the quieter I become.
Well, you've got some family here, because Thomas was your son-in-law, wasn't he? Edith?
All right, rabble, pay attention. I am your new boss, Harry. I'm replacing Ted.
Ted didn't say he was leaving.
He didn't know. Very sad business. He was cycling to work, got to Hyde Park Corner, and was knocked over by a 5-ton rhinoceros.
Hyde Park Corner?
I know, I blame Boris. What's he doing to keep London's roads safe from rhinos, eh? Has he got a policy for that? Of course he hasn't, too busy shagging. Anyway, listen up, you lot.
Look, why have you been appointed as our boss?
I'll tell you why. Because I happen to be the best in the whole world at terrifying people. And as such... That makes me the perfect editor for the Daily Mail. Now then, let's put this edition to bed. So...
You don't even look like a journalist.
Don't even look like a journalist. Of course I'm a journalist. Look at the state of me. Look, see? The bits of dried egg on the tie. The broken blood vessels in my face. The pervasive whiff of disappointment.
Oh, fair enough. I'll take it back.
Yeah, right, OK. So, what have you got lined up for the Mail's front page tomorrow?
Well, it's either killer famine in Africa... to hit house prices, or paedophile scandal hits house prices.
No, I'm sorry, they're rubbish leads. No, I've already written tomorrow's headline for you. Got it right here. There, read that.
Mince pies cause cancer.
That's right, a story in the finest Daily Mail tradition. Maximum impact for maximum panic.
But is this story true?
Am I in the right place?
Well, we don't just publish anything.
No, that's right. We need evidence.
A scientist in Latvia has done some research.
Oh, well, that's fine. I'll get a quote from Michael Winner.
And I'll get Richard Littlejohn to write a think piece.
Sorry, amusing use of the word think.
A film. One word. Three syllables. First syllable, sounds like stop. Sniffle. Cold. Sounds like cold. Gold. Goldfinger! Oh, well done, Thomas. That was a good one. Yeah. Goldfinger.
Yeah, I love that movie. Such a sad ending, though, when the hero gets sucked out of the plane.
Would you like a turn, Edith?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
Oh, lighten up, woman. You're spoiling everyone's Christmas.
Well, Thomas, please, just keep her company for a sec while I go and fetch something. And try and be sympathetic.
I can be sympathetic. You ask General Pinochet.
In the tick.
Come on, Edith. Cheer up. Join in the charades. It's fun. Scumspawn's good, isn't he? Did you see when he showed me his arse crack for how green was my valley?
Surprise! I've got another present for you, Edith. See? Quite a big one.
Oh, yes.
Now why don't I unwrap it for you? And I think you'll like this. This is no ordinary present because this is... Ta-ra! Your Auntie Aggie.
Auntie?
You said that the missing element was family, so... Well, she's all the family I could find at short notice, I'm afraid. Oh, she'll be OK in a minute. She's a bit dazed from being wrapped in dried mucus.
Are you all right, Auntie?
Who are you?
Edith, your niece.
Have you got any gin?
No, Auntie. Sorry. I don't have any gin.
No gin? Call yourself a niece. Who's he? The ginger one. I hate gingers. They're thieves, a lot of them.
Well, this is Christmassy.
The lads are going to come round soon and do some carol singing.
Oh, right. Demon carol singers. How lovely.
And I've lined up another Christmas surprise. Look, see?
That's Bing Crosby. Oh, I love Bing Crosby. Oh, sing us one of your hits, Bing, please. Something festive.
Okay, how about I'm Dreaming of a White Supremacy?
Ignore that. He's been sharing a pit with some Ku Klux Klan. They've got to him.
Here, I know you. You're that crooner fella. Oh, no, no, don't tell me.
Bing Crosby's the name,
I said don't tell me. Are you deaf?
Oh!
She just bit Bing Crosby.
Yeah, I'm afraid she was always a bit of a biter.
So, give us a song, Bing, something yuletidy. And to make it even more Christmassy, I'm going to sprinkle some of this fake snow.
Hmm, yellow snow. What's it made of?
Don't ask.
Yeah, and look, I've got even more scoops. Get a load of these. Look.
Government cover-up over mad turkey disease.
Yeah.
Satsumas linked to AIDS.
Taliban targets pantos.
Yeah, yeah.
There seems to be a bit of a theme here.
Yes, public safety. The perfect theme for a crusading newspaper.
No, all these seem to be scare stories about Christmas. And, well, Christmas is quite popular with male readers. It gives them a chance to write angry letters about the word winterval.
Again, we couldn't just print all this stuff. We need evidence.
Yeah, we mustn't rush to print irresponsibly.
Absolutely.
I can't believe what I'm hearing. All this timorousness and defeatism. Can this really be the offices of that great newspaper, the Daily Mail? The newspaper that for decades has had Middle England paralysed with pant-wetting paranoia. The patriotic newspaper that single-handedly has kept alive in the hearts of true Englishmen that terrifying fear that someone, somewhere, might be having fun. And yet you hesitate over these sensational stories I'm bringing to you. Can this be the same magnificent newspaper or just a hollow imitation?
How about anthrax found in Hamleys?
Now you're talking.
House prices plummet.
No, look, just forget the house prices. They're not, they're irrelevant.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. One day all your troubles will be out of sight.
I very much doubt that.
Someday soon.
I need gin.
We all will be together. If the fates allow.
Oh, no, my prince returns. Quick, Bing, hide behind the tree. Thomas, stand in front of the tree. I'll stand in front of Aggie.
Scum sport. Oh, there you are. Been looking everywhere. What's Thomas doing in front of a tree?
I thought I might crucify him to cheer you up.
Oh, well, that's a sweet thought, Scunspawn, but...
How did you fare, my liege? Did you manage to destroy Christmas?
Well, I took on the guise of His Holiness the Pope and told the entire world that Jesus didn't exist, while at the same time denouncing aggressive secularism.
You took on the guise of the Pope?
Yeah, didn't enjoy it. Too much waving. Lots of PR appearances. Oh, and Peter Tatchell kept trying to arrest me. Then I took on the form of David Cameron. Or was it Nick Clegg? Doesn't matter. And I announced that Christmas had fallen victim to the austerity measures. And as Vladimir Putin, I announced that all Christmas revellers would be shot. I even got the Daily Mail to run a front page cartoon of Father Christmas eating babies. I took every...
What's he rabbiting on about?
Who's this?
My Auntie Aggie.
What's she doing here, Scumsel? What have you been up to?
She's lost. Poor old soul. It's sad when they get to that stage, isn't it?
Is something going on here?
Not a bing, a thing, no. So tell me, Prince of Darkness, did you manage to put an end to the hateful festival of Christmas?
No, they're still celebrating it.
I told you, Christmas is indestructible.
Yeah, Christmas is indestructible because it involves the two things that mankind loves doing the most. Shopping and taking time off work.
No. It's something indefinable. It's the spirit of Christmas.
There's no such thing as the spirit of Christmas.
But you're wrong. I've just been witnessing it right here. Scumspawners.
Scumspawners what?
Nothing.
Scumspawn.
Yes, my prince.
I've just noticed something.
Have you, my liege?
You see, there are certain things I don't like seeing in hell. And tinsel is one of them.
Well, that's not tinsel, sire. That's just decorative.
Dried mucus?
Yes.
Yeah.
If I might explain...
And Of the things I never want to hear in hell, carol singing would be pretty near the top of the list.
No, that's just the lads mucking about. Not now, lads. Come on, joke over.
Oh, that.
You've been celebrating Christmas, haven't you?
Yes, we have. Scumspawn, thinking of others less fortunate than himself, very kindly laid on presents wrapped in mucus and a tree decorated with snot and a singer who's been singing to us despite being bitten by one of my relatives because that is what Christmas is all about. Doing things for other people. You can come out now, Bing.
This was my idea, by the way. I was perfectly happy being tormented in my pit playing golf on a course with no holes.
You're going to punish me, aren't you, my prince?
Do you know what? I honestly think I'm past caring. I really can't be... Ow! Who bit me? Rats! Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Edith. I appear to have annihilated your auntie.
No, that's fine. Don't worry about it.
Sorry, forgot to knock.
Oh,
dear, we feeling a bit fragile.
Who are you?
Oh, come on, you remember me? I'm Wayne. I'm your best mate, you bloody love me. But events have put me in a very bad mood and I'm looking for someone to take it out on.
Actually, do you mind keeping your voice down a little bit?
Why, have you got a hangover?
Yes, I have, but it'll pass.
Wanna bet? See, this is hell, and down here you'll find that hangover will never pass.
Oh, no.
Yep, you're going to spend the rest of eternity with your brain throwing itself against the inside of your skull.
That's horrible.
No, that's not the horrible bit, because you're also going to be eternally tormented by those 65 demons you can see approaching.
Oh, God, horrible.
No, that's not the horrible bit, because if you look closely at those 65 demons, you'll see that they've all been issued with vuvuzelas.
Oh, no! Yeah.
That's the horrible bit. Compliments of the season to you. Ho, ho, ho.
Old Harry's Game featured Andy Hamilton as Satan, Jimmy Mulville as Thomas, Robert Duncan as Scumspawn, and Annette Crosby as Edith, with Felicity Montague, Philip Pope, Nick Revel, and Michael Fenton-Stevens. The programme was written by Andy Hamilton and produced by Paul Mayhew Archer.